It's the Rush Hour on Triple M.
Little clearing kick.
Jeez.
Oscar Allen has taken the mark of the year in terms of courage.
Yep. Front and centre, Allen. The snap is good. Oscar Allen's got thrice. And I believe this is the future of the joint, Fat. Yep. Get around him.
All right, see, Fats, how ahead of the game I was, Fat. That was in Oscar's first game. I already declared he was the future, and it's exactly what he is. He joins us now, Oscar Allen from the West. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, thanks, guys. How are you going?
We're going beautifully. Now, you're back, of course, from Queensland. What does lead up, of course, to the Collingwood final? What does it look like? Have you got to go back and bloody isolate, or what do you need to do?
Yeah, we're in home quarantine at the moment, so we'll be doing that for the next 2 weeks. Thankfully, the government's given us an exemption to go out and train, so we go in and train, but have to be home all other times. So it's interesting, but the second time we've done it this year, so we knew what we were expecting coming home.
How many do you expect to be at the final, mate, the first final against Collingwood?
There'll be 35,000 there, so nice. Great showing and looking forward to getting out in front of them all.
Hey, tell us about yourself, Oscar. Grew up in Whitford, wherever that is, in obviously Perth. You're a local boy, West Perth boy. And who did you barrack for?
Barrack for the Eagles growing up. So yep. Always was an Eagles family. As I'm sure you guys know, WA is mostly obviously Eagles and Dockers, but I like to say it's an Eagles state. So it was always the side that I grew up supporting.
And you went 21 in the draft. Were you always confident you'd go to the club you grew up supporting? Was there interest from Melbourne clubs? What else was going on around there?
Yeah, there was obviously going into the draft. There's a bit of interest from most clubs. I think the Eagles had pick 13, and they picked someone else with that pick, Jared Brander, and I thought I probably was going to be off. And I was at the draft in Sydney, and mum and dad, a couple of tears, and they were a bit worried, but thankfully, I was no good to go early enough, so I kept on sliding and managed to be there by big 21, and the rest is history, I suppose.
And had a good, you didn't play state footy, but you did represent Victoria, so West Australia late. You used to play in the ruck, down back, up forward, and they even named you the package back then.
Yeah, I'm not sure how I got stitched up with that nickname, but I think it was actually mostly because my Colts side was shocking. So if we were playing a good team, I'd play down back, and if we were playing a side where we might go all right, I'd play up forward. So just played a little bit of everywhere in my junior footy.
And did Bill say the West Perth Football Club in the Waffle?
Yes.
How did you not end up at the only club that matters in Perth, that being the Claremont Football Club?
As you said, they're actually into the Waffle Grand Final in a couple of weeks. Had a big win on the weekend.
Yes.
No, I've never had anything to do with Claremont. I played, obviously played at West Perth, then went to East Perth, and now had our own waffle side last year. So I've been a part of a couple of different waffle programs, but haven't graced Claremont Tigers.
Don't reckon you'll be playing any more waffle footy, no, by the way. I think you've probably just about had enough of that. How do you go fitting into the forward line there with the West Coast Eagles? Because you've got the great Josh Kennedy, and great is a word we splash around too often, Fat, but he is a great of the game. I love the way he goes about it. And then you got Darling, of course, and Flying Ryan. So how does it work with you?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, we've got a number of guys who are really talented. So I suppose it's kind of working around them. Obviously, JK has been amazing at what he's done for 10-odd years, and JD is probably entering his prime in 2018. Before he hurt his ankle, he was almost the best player in the competition for a couple of weeks there. So kind of feeling a role around them and just waiting my time, I suppose.
All right, mate. We're going to just take a little break with you because Fat
Jim
reckons he gets the best mail on all the guests that come on this show.
Oh,
he thinks he's filled right up here. So stick around. We'll get to that next.
From the West Coast Eagles, Oscar Allen joins us.
Oh, yes, indeed. And great to have him on the Rush Hour, the boy from Perth who grew up there barracking for the West Coast Eagles. But I do have some good stuff that has been handed to me, Oskie.
Righto.
All right, now.
For me.
At any stage, you can pull me up and say, no, that is not true, okay? But I have heard, it's come back to me down in Geelong, that you are not happy, Jan, that you didn't make the under-22 side that has just been announced. The term was that you are spitting chips.
Ah, good to see a couple of the boys have stitched me up. it came out this morning, and I tell you what, I wasn't informed. I was told by everyone else on the side that I was no good and not good enough to make the side. So that's a good way to start the day, but we'll get with it.
Well, let's have a look, Jim. There's Maxi King at full forward.
No.
Norton at centre forward.
No.
Ben King on the bench. No. And yeah, didn't make it. Anyway, don't worry, Oss. We'll move on. Also, apparently you can't wait for Josh Kennedy, the superstar that everyone loves. You can't wait until he retires, until he hangs up his boots, because you will then be the big dog.
That's not too bad, actually. I love him. I said the best thing about JK is the other teams always put their attention towards him, so I can generally get the second or third, most likely third or fourth best defender. So he's helped me get a game at the moment.
All right, this is that's good. What you're getting fat, right? I keep going.
That's what I used to do with Ablett, Oscar. Don't worry about it. And the next one is, you reckon that you should have gone number one, but the stress fractures in your foot held you back.
Yeah, a little bit of mayo on it, but at the time, I thought I was going to go a little bit higher.
Even quoted as saying, the biggest slider in the history of the draft.
I reckon some other boy, Gary Ablett in the 50s, Dane Swan in the 50s, they might have something else to say about that.
Jim, the biggest slider in the history of the AFL.
That's what I heard you say. What else have we got?
Do you call yourself the Big O?
Yeah, it was a nickname given to me, but Oscar McInerney in Brisbane. Larger than me, so I've coined the middle size O.
And apparently you moved out of home. You just wanted to get out of home. But you're a mummy's boy. You're out only for 3 months, and you couldn't wait to get back home, so you have moved back in with the family again.
Yep. There's no mail on that. That's I couldn't do it cooking and cleaning for myself, so went back home.
Hey, Bill, that's good mail.
Good mail, Jim.
I don't know how you get your tentacles out that far, because normally if it's not from Geelong or North Melbourne, Bill's mail drops right off. But now, Oscar, we always ask the hard questions here on the Rush Hour.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at the photo I've got here of Lorna.
Yeah, Jim.
Now, she is too... Well, Oscar, she's too good for you, mate.
Too good for you.
How the hell have you managed to latch onto Lorna?
Yeah, got a little bit lucky, I think. I'm not quite sure how I've done it, but I'm holding on for dear life, see how far I can ride it for.
Is she a local girl, Whitford's girl, or where's she from?
Yeah, she's local. She's from Karen up, so just around the corner from where I live.
You know, of course, Oscar, now this goes without saying, but sometimes I need to educate the young people, Fat. Yeah. You know what in those western northern suburbs of Perth, you're aware of the extraordinary legacy of the Brayshaw family, Oscar?
Shut up.
Yeah, Hamish doesn't...
Hamish.
Mate, he's at the bottom rung of it all, by the way.
Yeah.
Well yeah. What about... Yeah, his two brothers, Oscar's two brothers, one of them is a lacrosse player, Jim, and won a bronze medal for Australia in the World Lacrosse Championships. That's a good effort.
Yeah, that's true. That was in 2010. He went to Manchester and won a bronze medal for the country. So he's got probably a bit more achievements on his resume than me at this stage. But then again, it is also lacrosse. So.
Very good. And the other brother, Angus, plays for West Perth Reserves. Jim, you might have played against him when you played reserves at Claremont.
No, he's a bit younger than me. Only a touch younger, Fat, but a little bit younger.
But you only played reserves.
How's he going, the young fella? What age is he, Oscar?
Angus?
18 months older than me, so he's 23, sorry. But he actually went and played country footies in Cervantes.
Oh, really?
Country footy team in WA and won a country footy premiership and won the Brownlow for that competition as well. So he's a
good
footballer himself.
Beautiful. Nice. And you went over with some of the young boys from the West Coast Eagles. I know a bit about this because of Hamish, to Cambodia and built houses for local villagers. That must have been amazing.
Yeah, that was unbelievable. The best trip I've gone on was pretty eye-opening. And I found a lot about an interesting country where I knew nothing that was going on at the time. But, yeah, really interesting to be educated about the whole issues going on there.
Hey, all right, we need to let you get focused on this big final, but, geez, you must be pinching yourself. Collingwood, great club to play a final against. There'll be a big house at Optus Stadium. How are you feeling going into that?
Yeah, looking forward to it. This will be my first final. I haven't played a final yet. In round 23 last year and the year before, I was dropped after both of them. So hopefully I've done enough to hold my spot this year. So, yeah, looking forward to it. And in all seriousness, we know what Collingwood bring. They're a quality side, so we're going to need to be at our best.
And has Lorna finished her pharmaceutical degree yet?
Enough.
She's working through it at the moment. Almost finished her undergraduate, but I'll keep you up to date with that. She's just applying for her master's now.
Righto.
Oscar, keep Bill a mile away. As far away as possible. Oh, we're just dropping out there.
Tell you what, Jim, speaking to the biggest slider in the history of the AFL draft, that is fantastic, Oscar Allen. Thank you, buddy.
Hey, well done, mate. Good luck, big game.
No worries. Thank you very much, guys. Cheers.
See you, mate.
It's a rush hour on Triple M.